KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. It's been a tough couple of weeks for Mendocino County residents, with fires, evacuations, and the repopulation of areas hit hard by the fires. We'll close out this week with a visit to some of our animal friends at the fairgrounds in Ukiah. Last week I talked with Bliss, who is working to set up the large animal evacuation site. I talked with her again as the effort was winding down. I also had the chance to catch up with the last unclaimed animal at the fairgrounds. So what's your overall assessment of how the large animal evacuation went?
I think overall it went really well. The county all pulled together, all of the officials as well as the community. And when we needed something or even thought we needed something, it just magically appeared. And that was a joint effort, Jennifer Seward at the fairgrounds, CAL FIRE, the county officials, and the community. As a whole, not only ours, but communities surrounding us were bringing us donations from 5 hours away.
And we talked on the very first night when animals were coming in. So how have things changed and where are you right now?
Right now, there are 34 horses on the property, with two being loaded in a trailer to their new location. At our height, we had just over 160 horses, 110 goats, more than 100 birds, chickens, ducks, guinea hens, and 5 sheep, 2 pigs, and a mini Brahma bull. Most of the animals have gone home. We have 1 chicken, 1 duck, like I said, 32 horses at this point, and 3 goats and 5 sheep.
That sounds really great, but of course there's a sadder part of the story where there are horses that don't have a place to go home to. So how many horses are those, and what's going to happen with them?
Approximately 20 of the horses here don't have a home to go to. Over the next couple of days, we're going to start networking and hooking people up with people who have offered already to house horses.
So you have space for some horses here?
We have space here at the fairgrounds for horses on a temporary basis. The exact date they need to be gone by has not been determined. It will be determined on an individual basis.
And what about other animals besides horses? Are there still any of those left that don't have a place to go home to?
I believe that we have a place for everybody except one black billy goat.
Is that the one I saw getting wrestled into the back of a van in Redwood Valley and he butted somebody?
Most likely it is.
Okay, so he's a little guy with a lot of attitude, but what would you be able to say in his favor to encourage people to take him?
He walks really well on a leash. I was shocked. I had to move him across the compound, and I put a rope on him and expected a battle, and he was like, oh, okay, we're going for a walk.
What kind of goat is he?
Some kind of an alpine cross, I believe. Pygmy alpine cross. He's sort of short and big horns and big attitude.
This goat is objectively lovable. I scratched him on top of his head a few times, and my car smelled like billy goat for the rest of the day. His horns have marks on them that look like he's spent most of his life smashing his tiny little head against hard objects. I hung out with him for a few minutes while Bliss led him around on a rope and tried to elucidate some of his finer qualities. Okay, we are looking at this goat, and he's adorable. He has some really impressive horns. Bliss wanted to remind us all that he is an excellent lawnmower, and he is probably ready to help you out if you need more goats and only have females. Are there any animal guests that you'll miss now that they've gone back to their homes?
Oh, I will miss so many of them. The miniature therapy donkeys that the firefighters loved up on, Matilda the donkey, and the Brahma bull.
Tell me more about the therapy donkeys. Were these like designated therapy donkeys, or were they just kind of recruited on the spot?
The CAL FIRE members and some of the forestry people recruited these donkeys for their therapy donkeys, and they would take a walk through the stalls at night and just go rub on them and love on them and feed them apples and carrots. I have no doubt that the community will provide what needs to happen here and that we will find a place for everybody to go.
Great. I hope so. Thank you. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.